My full name is Oydnoy Nazarova, and I came to United States when I was 24, so 5 years ago. I am from Uzbekistan, which is located in Central Asia, and I was born in teacher's family. My dad was the principal of school, and I have 5 siblings. So my mom also was the leader of the daycare, and then all my siblings, they're like in different field, like maths teacher, like they're all educated. So I picked up being English teacher. So I grown up learning English and Russian together. And then I graduated my school and then I entered the university. So when I was young, my dream was like studying, you know, also continued my education here. Because I know the language, so that's why I want to see how this language can be used in real world. And my husband won like green card lottery. The green card like allows to immigrants to work, study, and live here. And we use that. I went to the university and graduated my master's degree on my ESL specialist. Me and my husband got our diplomas and certificates, and then after that, flying and booking ticket. Documentation, yeah, it takes time because in documentation is in Uzbek language. We have to translate it in English. Once we enter to the embassy, we need to provide our English version to them. I would be more stuck if I had kids at the time. But for some immigrants who are coming with their lot of kids, 2 to 3 kids, you know, you have to spend the same time for each of family members. I didn't know where to start. Our friends were living here from my country, so they just told us, hey, come to the Pittsburgh. It's a very lovely city. You just love it. And we came here. We didn't go to any other states. I came to Pittsburgh. I'm still here, so I love Pittsburgh. But when I came, I just thinking, okay, I want to study, but okay, where I need to go? Whom I should ask? Which university I should pick up? I just speak with my friends who lives around me, and then I just share my thoughts with them. They said, okay, then try this or that. And then I start exploring the world here. For me, it wasn't difficult that much because I know the language. But for other immigrants who doesn't speak English, that's a lot of complicated for them. After learning the language, then start or maybe continuing your profession. Always follow the rules, right? Because for example, my country has its own rule and America has its own rule. If I'm living here, I shouldn't act as I'm living in Uzbekistan. Some immigrants do mistakes without knowing the rules. I am an easygoing person. So if you're nice to everyone, if someone is rude with you, just stay as you're nice. Don't respond as a rude to them because you're going to show as a mirror their face how they're rude to them, right? Always remember that when you're making friends, trust them, believe them, help them, share. That's kind of you're building kind of strong relationship at the time. You just don't think about yourself. You just need to show your care, you're thinking about them. Maybe I hadn't that much had difficulties because of my friends and Uzbek community here, maybe that's why we didn't have that much trouble. But I can't imagine people who come here with no one, no community members from their country. So that can be hard and that can be a big challenge for them. The only missing thing is my family members because even I use the social media, but it's not real. I want to see them every day because my dad living there by himself, I really miss them. So my kids are small, that's why we're not traveling that often. But now they're growing older, so it won't be difficult for them to fly. And then we're planning to visit every 6 months. Life is the same everywhere. If you feel happy, if you feel safe, if your belongings are with you, like your mom, dads, if you have siblings, that's life. If you are happy, if you are nice to everyone, then you're good to go.